Rafa, you've taken Newcastle United back to the Premier League. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And I have to say that I have to congratulate the players, the staff, everyone here in the club, in the city, because as we say so many times, all United, it will be stronger. Then in the end, it was a very difficult task because it's a very difficult division and we have to keep going and pushing and a lot of things that you cannot control. But in the end, we are where we wanted to be.
We saw the happiness of the players and the fans at full time. But what is the sense of relief that you have finally achieved your objective with a couple of games to go?
It's massive. This day is massive because everybody was saying at the beginning, oh, you have to go up straight. But you know for experience that it's not like this. It's not very easy for any team. And especially when you go down and then you have to change half of the squad. So I think it's a really important achievement for these players, for everyone involved, because the division is so difficult that you have to be strong mentally and then you have to keep going for so many months and so many games that it's quite complicated.
Do you think you and your players have answered a lot of their critics and criticism by achieving this, by getting through some difficult matches recently and being promoted with two games to spare and having, on the whole, such a good season after a bad season last year?
Yeah, I think it's we can keep talking and talking and then we can talk about decisions. But in the end, we have at the moment 88 points. And then thinking about the decisions and the point that we have already could be even better. So I think we can analyse every single game, every single week, month, and say, oh, maybe here, maybe. But in the end, we are where we wanted to be, and I think that where we deserve to be.
When the final whistle went and your promotion was confirmed and you went out onto the pitch, what did that mean to you?
Was when you win something, it's important. It's my third promotion and it's different to when you win titles, but sometimes it tastes even better when you are working so hard to be here, when you know that everybody is behind you, behind the team. So this kind of situation for you are even better.
And what are the celebrations like in the changing room? Has there been a lot of champagne sprayed around?
A lot of things around. So ice, water, champagne, beer, so everything. And it's normal at this time, and you know the place. So we have to enjoy today.
And back to work tomorrow, I imagine, because you have a big game at Cardiff on Friday night, and Newcastle United can still win the title.
We are very practical, so we decide to give day off tomorrow because I don't think that the players will be ready for a great training session.
Okay. And Rafa, I suppose in many respects, the hard work starts now, doesn't it?
Yeah, we have to still two games to play, and we have to prepare the game against Cardiff properly, trying to win and try to be closer to Brighton and see what happens. But in the end, as you say, we have to start thinking about the future. But I think it's just a couple of days to enjoy a little bit.
Have you pinpointed any players yet that you are? Because I mean, you've got so much experience in this, and you've got so many contacts. Have you started looking at players already?
We have seen a lot of players because the scout department is working very hard trying to find or monitor the player that maybe could be interesting for the future, but still we can do nothing. So I think that we have to keep working during the season, the things that we have to do now, try to win these two games, and we will keep an eye on the future.
Rafa, sorry to be a bit repetitive because I don't know what these guys have said, but obviously I assume it's all, you know, congratulations, brilliant, emotional. But to see you right at the very end in front of the Gallagher, what was going through your mind?
You know, always when you win something, you are really proud, really happy, really pleased. But especially in this kind of situation, when you go to second division because the fans, because the statue of the club, and then after all these games, all these months, working so hard, you can go up. I think it's a special feeling, and I'm so happy that normally I am not very, you know, excited outside, but inside I'm really proud and I'm very happy.
Was it harder than you thought it would be?
Yeah, we knew that could be difficult at start, especially starting losing two games. But I have the feeling that the players, when we had that 9 games in a row winning, that you could see that the team was very strong. After, when we had some problems, we have to react, and I think that they did well. So a couple of injuries were making more difficult for us, but after little by little the team was getting stronger and getting the result that you needed. And the proof that we are in the Premier League with 88 points and the division is so difficult is that the other teams still are trying to get points, two games to play, we are already up. So I think that means that how difficult is the division and how well we were doing.
I know it hasn't been a great season for North East football, but Newcastle coming back immediately, automatic promotion, that really doesn't happen very often to teams who are relegated to come straight back up automatically.
Yeah, we have the stats. At least in the last 5 years, it has one time happened, so straight. The other one was a playoff. But so for us, it's really pleased to be there. And some people will say, oh, you know, you are a very strong team. And when you go down and then you change half of the squad, and you can see Norwich, you can see Aston Villa, even spending money, it's not easy. So I think it's that the main thing to realise that the city, the fans, the club, the staff, the players, all together, we did it.
And I know you don't want to big yourself up and take all the praise, but you've galvanised this city just by being here and what you've done with this football team.
I said I was loyal to the fans, you know, after the last day. And it was a risk in terms of what you were doing, because going to the championship, how difficult was the championship? Everybody was asking you the same. And then you didn't have the experience, blah, blah, so it was a risk, but I was really pleased to take it and really pleased because I did it, so very happy.
And you got there in the end.
Yeah, we did it, and but they say before, it's just everyone. So we have fantastic fans, and then if we continue sticking together, we will be stronger.
Does it matter, just finally, does it matter the fact that, you know, people will talk about you want to go up as champions? Does it matter if you go up as champions? Was the battle just to be promoted?
Yeah, I said before that teams like Brighton, that is a good team with a good manager, they have experience. In the last 5 years, they have been four times in the playoffs. So that means that they have a team built for the championship to promote. And then you can see Sheffield, or you can see some teams that they have the same experience. Then the reason why it's so difficult is because teams that are just waiting, maybe they will not be as good in the Premier League, but they still they are so good in the Championship that every week. And you could see today Preston playing for nothing, or Ipswich the other day playing for nothing, and still they fight and they work very hard like they have to do.